Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Chaim Schmidt from the Kosher Scene. Our guest this evening is Yehudis Gershberg from the De La Rosa Food and Vineyards. Good evening, Yehudis.
Hi, how are you, Chaim? Good evening. Nice to speak to you again.
Baruch Hashem.
The Kosher Fest. Yes,
right.
Baruch Hashem.
Just last week.
Yes, just last week.
Let's talk a little bit about who is Yehudis Gershberg. What makes her tick? How did you get into this business in general? How did you get into the business world? What
well,
was your education?
Well, I've pretty much always been in the business world. That was my upbringing and my background. My mother was in the business world as well. But when I went to college, I was very involved in health foods and organics as well as studying business. And I think that emphasis on healthy eating has been with me all my life. So it just continued into my current position. But it was interesting because you asked me about my background earlier, and I realized that back when I was in college, organics wasn't important, really. Nobody really thought about that because it's before all of this was exposed about all the pesticides and the GMOs. You know, back then, healthy eating meant eating more vegetables, but today it goes way beyond that. So it's interesting because we've now learned that big farm and big ag and everybody's just busy lying to us all the time. So after college, I was in advertising in New York for a number of years, and I actually went out to Hong Kong to be the head of an advertising agency out there and got into my own manufacturing business there and lived out there for 10 years. It was a fascinating place to live. It really was.
So what language do they speak there?
Well, in Hong Kong, they
speak
Cantonese. Cantonese, yes.
Ah.
Yeah. Very difficult language to learn to speak because it's tonal. And everything can be said in 9 different ways. And it sounds the same to us as Americans. You need to be a musician to be able to learn to speak Cantonese. But it was a fascinating, fascinating place to live. When
and
I came back,
what made
back
you
to,
come back?
To Florida, which is where I am now.
Mm-hmm. What made you come back after 10 years?
A desire to be around my family. You know, my parents were getting older, and I wanted to be back here with them, my brother, my mother, my father. And, you know, Hong Kong was exciting, but enough is enough. You know, you have to get back into a culture that you're really a part of. So we came
right
back to Florida. At the time, I was I'm still in the clothing business in addition to the food business, so I'm a very busy person.
Wow.
But now, of course, there's De La Rosa. And De La Rosa is really an amazing company because it was started by my husband, way before he married me. And he did it, De La Rosa Real Foods. The whole idea was that we need to bring health-enhancing food into the populace because so much of what was being eaten wasn't really healthy. I mean, for example, oils. You would think that oils are, okay, everybody eats oils. But he was in France, and he saw grapeseed oil pills. And from that, he had the idea that you could make grapeseed oil from the grapeseed and use it in your food. And he spoke to Professor Nash at Syracuse University, who confirmed to him that, in fact, that grapeseed oil as oil would be good for your heart. And it was lowered your bad cholesterol. So he introduced grapeseed oil into America, I must have been 30-something years ago. And the company's pretty much known for that. I mean, my husband, Rabbi Asher Duhir Gershberg, was really on the forefront of what is now today. You know, today, I mean, when I started going to Kosher Fest a couple of years ago, and we talked about organic food and healthy eating, people kind of shook heads at us and said, yeah, okay. Today, when people see the word organic in the booth, they go, that's what we want. And it's so good to be in a place where the world is now really catching up to, and more people are becoming aware of how important this really is. Okay, so that's what. So great, we do grapeseed oil, and Della Rosa now has avocado oil, and both of those are wonderful oils for high heat cooking. I'm sure you use. I mean, you must use some of those in your own home.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I use a lot of the avocado oil.
Yeah, well, avocado oil, we only introduced it like a year or two ago, and it's really taken off. It's very interesting.
You're the one who introduced me to avocado oil, and ever since, that's what I'm using.
Yeah, it's a great oil. I mean, you can cook up to 520 degrees with it without it smoking. And, you know, it's a little bit, I don't want to say anything bad about people who smoke cigarettes, but smoking oil is just as bad as smoking cigarettes in the sense that when oil starts to smoke, it becomes unhealthy. And people don't really understand that. So both grapeseed oil and avocado oil are high heat cooking oils, and they're much better for you. Beyond oils, of course, we originally were in the vinegar business as well, and now all our vinegars are organic. We have organic balsamic vinegar and organic red wine vinegar and organic white wine vinegar, all from Italy. And we're introducing a couple of new vinegars right now as we speak, an organic pomegranate vinegar and a organic white balsamic vinegar, and probably a few more as the year goes by. So we were showing them a Kosher Fest for the first time, and they had a tremendous reception.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are some of the other products that you have besides the wines, which we'll speak to at length?
Well, we have, in addition to the oils that I mentioned, we have sesame oil, which is a great oil. We have both toasted and unrefined sesame oil, and we also have organic tahini. And we have a black tahini, which most people have never even heard of before, which is made from black sesame seeds, and it's higher in iron, and it's a really interesting product. The Japanese are very fond of it. In Japan and Korea, they use a lot of it. It's not so well known in America. Mostly, it's used more in like a tonic, in the smoothies, in chocolate cake. It's because you want to hide the blackness of it, right? So if you put it inside chocolate, you don't see the blackness of it, but you get the benefits.
That's
of
right.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I reviewed your tahinis, both the white and the black, about a year ago. And both of them were delicious.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I especially like the fact that I had to finish the preparation myself with the recipes that you have on the label, and they were incredible, especially the black one.
Right, well, with the black one, we actually printed a little tiny recipe book that's rubber banded around the cap of the label because people would look at it and go, what do we do with it? So we came up with a number of different recipes, one of which is for a chocolate cake and one of which is for a smoothie. And one is that it's a wonderful dressing to put on beets. And I know I have friends who use it as like a sauce on fish or on chicken. So it's quite versatile, and it really is healthy. So in addition to those products, we have our grape juice. Now, you said get to wines in a little bit, but the grape juice, it comes from the winery, and we introduced it way before the wines, and it's really been a favorite. When we first introduced it at the first show at Kosher Fest, it was interesting because everybody said, wow, this is incredible. So we actually named the product Wow. And even today when we go to the show and somebody tastes it and they say that, they go, oh, wow, this is amazing. And we go, look at the label. And then they look at it and they start to laugh because they think it's so funny that they came up with the name of the product. But it is, it's grapes in a bottle, basically. It's from an 800-year-old winery that was originally from when the feudal lords were finished about 802 years ago, that this family took over this land, and they've been growing grapes for wines and for grape juice on that land ever since.
And, in Austria?
In Austria, yes, in Austria. And it's fabulous. The grape juice is really very well received. And we did that for like a number of years while we try to get around to introducing the wines, which we've now introduced. So we're very pleased to be able to be introducing the wines finally because they're very special. you know, with the wines, we Whole Foods in Florida took on two of them, and they were absolutely shocked that to see the people who were buying the wines, because they figured, you know, all right, they're kosher wines, and they put them in the kosher section. And then we had people doing taste testing in the store, and they're looking and they're going, these aren't Jewish people who are buying these wines. And so they came over and they talked to the guy who was doing the taste testing, and they were looking around, and they found out that the main reason that most people were buying the wines after tasting them is because they were vegan. And that's a tremendous benefit to a lot of people out there, that we have kosher wines that are also are vegan, because regular wines are frequently made with a fining agent, which is of an animal byproduct. A fining agent is like a filter. So they use different parts, and it's of the body of an animal to filter wines, and that, of course, for those people who want to be vegan, is not a very good idea. But they are award-winning wines. We have like 18 or 20 different wines. And they've been winning wines. We were the number one winery to win the wines the organic, international organic wine competition in Germany this year.
Were the only. And you had both a gold medal and a silver medal winner.
No, I have 4 top golds and several golds and several silvers. But what was interesting is that we're the only kosher winery that actually entered. There are 1,000-something other wines entered against us, none of which are kosher, and we were the number one winery at the competition.
Okay, so let's say here some of those wines. For example, the Ur-Kasdim.
Right. So the Ur-Kasdim won the award at Kosher Fest this year for the best wine, spirit, or beer.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very, very exciting because it's the first time we've won an award at Kosher Fest, even where we've tried before. And the Ur-Kasdim is a sweet, white, sparkling muscat Atenel in an unusual-shaped blue bottle. And it also was a gold medal winner in this 2011 International Organic Wine Competition in Germany.
And if I may comment, it has a great aroma, great taste, and as you say in your brochure, and I've tried it, it goes well with chicken, fish, pasta, or even cheese. Now,
right, so it's a sparkling wine, and of course we serve it chilled, and people just love it. It's many people's favorite wines. We have a distributor in Massachusetts who came by the show, Kosher Fest, and was talking to me, and they carry a number of our wines, and they said that, and that this is not an inexpensive wine, they said the number one wine of all the wines that they're selling in Massachusetts of the Della Rosa Vineyards wines is, in fact, the Ur-Kasdim.
Well, what is interesting is that for a long time, organic wines were considered subpar in taste when compared with regular wines. And yet, you managed at Kosher Fest, in competition with plenty of other regular wines, you managed to get the Best New Product Award.
Yes. I mean, it was very exciting when we got the email and I went, we won. It was really very, very exciting. You know, it's a very an unusual wine, and hopefully it'll be in the stores in New York and New Jersey quite soon.
Let's hope so. I can't wait to pick some up.
Right. So we have a number other wines.
The Ur-Kasdim, for example, was a gold medal winner in the International Organic Wine Competition in Germany, as you said. Riviera 13 was a silver medal winner at the International Organic Wine Competition, again in Germany in 2017. In 2016,
Riviera
you had the
is a dry
Chardonnay,
yellow muscat, which is unusual too, because usually the muscat is used for a sweet wine. But
right.
this one is dry, and it's definitely a little unusual.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Among other winners, you had the Shiraz 248, who was a winner at the International Organic Wine Competition in 2016. You also had the Kinneret Well of Miriam, which is a dessert wine.
Right, which won a gold medal
ice
in an
wine, which is my favorite
position.
Among your ice wines, was one of the winners in the Jewish Week's Type 18. And I also see that the Lev Saint Laurent was a silver medal winner in the International Organic Wine Competition in 2017 in Germany.
Right.
So the company and its wines have come a long, long way.
Right. Well, you've been tasting them for quite a while as we've been getting them ready to go
That's
to market.
That's right.
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 Right. So we also have the Chariora, which is another unusual wine which won a gold medal in Germany. It's a sweet late harvest Blaufränkisch, which is a grape that is inherent from Austria. You mentioned the Lev Saint Laurent. The Saint Laurent is also a grape that is inherent, really, from Austria. And these wines are all... the thing is that organic wines, as you said, were not well-received because in the older days, or maybe with some other organic wines, I mean, you open the bottle and a couple of hours later, you might as well toss it out because it just doesn't have any holding power.
Right.
Ours are delicious. They are lighter in taste than some of these other wines, and that's probably because they have the lack of sulfites and the lack of histamines and some other things that probably is what makes other wines taste heavy. But I know that people say you drink these wines and you don't have a headache the next day.
Right, right. Now,
and
it
just changed the corks in these bottles, too. We're now making corks
right.
that are zero carbon footprint. They are actually right. made from renewable plant-based biopolymers, which come from sugar cane. You can't taste the sugar cane at all in the wine, but it's at least another thing that we can do to help this environment. Because, as I said before, this is really was a spiritual venture for us. And one of the reasons that we're here is to help to take care of God's handiwork. You know, we're committed to the principle of humane treatment of the divine creation. And that's really very important to us because we have to remember that we have to take care of our bodies and we have to take care of our world. That's part of the reasons we've been put on this earth.
Absolutely.
Right.
Now, one of your, one of my favorite wines is the white sparkling Yain Regal, which I still have a bottle of. And it may not have won any prize. However, I happen to think it's a fantastic, dry, fruity white Riesling Italico. It's a very, very nice wine. And I've shared it with some people, and everybody agrees that it is truly worthy of a prize, even if it didn't win.
Oh, well, thank you. Maybe we just didn't enter that one.
Okay.
We'll have to find a few more competitions we can keep going, entering into. So far,
right.
I've actually only entered three competitions myself. The one that you mentioned from the Jewish Week, and then this one for Kosher Fest, and the International
Organic.
Right.
Right. Now, you also have some wines from unusual grapes, like the Tarriag, which is a Grüner Veltliner. There are hardly any wines in America made of that grape. It's very unusual. I liked it.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. Yes, it is very unusual. I mean, some people, when they first taste it, are a little surprised, and then they kind of come back to it a little bit later, and it's the same thing like with the Revere, the dry yellow muscat. It's a flavor
yeah.
you have to get a little used to because it's not
well,
your typical.
If you remember, when you first got me the bottle, I said that it wasn't as good. Yet when I retried it again a few weeks later, I guess my palate had already gotten used to it. I don't know what, but I found it a delightful little wine.
Well, so we've really made an attempt in the selection of our wines to have things that people are familiar with. Like we have the Oneg Pinot Noir, which is one of the
mm-hmm.
top gold medal winners from the Germany competition. Obviously, the American people are used to Pinot Noir. We have a Merlot, Binot Merlot. We have, as you mentioned earlier, the Shiraz 248.
Mm-hmm.
We have a sweet Chardonnay, an Ashray Chardonnay, which is a late harvest. And we have now, we just introduced the Simca Chardonnay. So we have some wines that people are more familiar with. We have a Sasson Sauvignon Blanc. There's quite a number of wines in the selection. We chose 11 of our wines to first introduce into New York, and
mm-hmm.
that's what we're going to be working on over the next couple of weeks, is getting them, New York and New Jersey, getting them introduced into this area.
Right. Now, the particular winery that you guys work with, I believe that they are known not just for their organic wines, but they also normally do regular wines, and they also do the regular production, which has been going on for a long, long time, is actually a very well-known non-kosher wine under their own label. How did you convince them to start making kosher wines?
That actually has got, they've been making kosher wines since the 80s. It was the organic that was the real difficult thing to have happen.
Right.
Right, they did. They were making just a few kosher wines back in the 80s, and then they started to
mostly
get into
dessert wines, very fruity
right.
Wine.
And then they started to get more into health, and so when we spoke to them, I mean, it's the same thing like with the vinegar factory that we use in Italy. It's the same thing. We were buying vinegars from them which weren't organic, and we said to them, listen, what do we need to do to make them organic? I mean, it took 4 years, but we were able to introduce organic vinegars because it takes 4 years before the land can be certified as being organic land. And also it was the same thing really with the winery. We had to, the grape juice, which we initially made at our winery, we had to buy the grapes elsewhere. They didn't come from the winery because the winery didn't have organic grapes at that time. That was,
I understand.
And now we've worked with them, and they're very happy. They, you know, they've really gotten involved in thinking about the importance to the environment. So they're very pleased to be able to do this. They're very easy to work
with. One nice pairing that I found for the Grüner Veltliner, I usually pair it with sweet and sour wines. With sweet and sour dishes, and then it's an incredibly perfect pairing. It helps the aroma, it helps enhance the aroma of the dish, and it truly is a perfect complement for the flavor, the sweet and sour. I've used it with regular traditional meat dishes, as long as the sauce that goes with it is not overpowering, because although the Grüner is penetrating, it's still rather subtle. And the food that goes with it has to reflect that. But it's a very interesting wine, not normally available here in the States, to the best of my knowledge, whether kosher or non-kosher. And as far as I know, you guys were the first to introduce the kosher version of a greener Weltliner into America.
I believe it's the only one, the only kosher Gruner available. I mean, of course, things change. But, yes, it's interesting because even just talking about Austrian wines in general, in the Whole Foods in my where I live, there's a sign that says Austrian wines, and there aren't any Austrian wines in the section. And it's like... It's an area that's just coming back. You know, there's always it's like a pendulum. The world changes from time to time, and all of a sudden there's an interest again in Austrian wines. So we're very much looking forward to seeing how that continues.
What are some of the new, if you can tell us, what are some of the new items you will be bringing in on the near future?
This past year, we really spent time trying to get the wines ready to go. But now, as I mentioned, we're adding additional... It's really been like the year of the vinegar. Vinegars have taken on a lot of popularity in the past year. Suja Juice introduced drinking vinegars. We actually supply some of the vinegars to Suja for their juice. And you could see that as people are realizing that vinegar is an important health benefit, and a lot of people have used apple cider for quite a while to improve their digestion and other things, but they're realizing that's not the only one, and they're branching out and trying other things. And so we, this year, are going to be introducing an organic pomegranate vinegar.
Wow. When will that be available, approximately?
Probably 2 months. Right, and
in other words,
organic
by the beginning of the year, basically.
Yeah, it happens to. It happens not to be kosher for Passover. Most of our vinegars are, most of our products are, our wines for sure are, and the balsamic vinegars and the red wine and even this organic white balsamic that we're introducing are all kosher for Passover, but pomegranate vinegar is not. So the best time to really introduce it would probably be right after Pesach, but we're getting it before that. And it was very well received at the show. People were excited to try it and taste it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit sweet, but of course there's no sugars or anything like that. It's made from...
It's natural taste, right.
They use a little pomegranate juice to cut the intensity of the vinegar, the pomegranate vinegar, so that it's a little sweeter because it would be great for like salad dressings and things of that nature. And then we also have this organic white balsamic vinegar, which... It's also unusual because you cannot get a kosher white balsamic vinegar that I know of, certainly not an organic one.
Certainly not in the kosher world.
No, not at all. And then we're going to be introducing an apple cider vinegar, organic, unfiltered, raw, with the mother. And then shortly thereafter, we're going to be introducing some of our coconut products. We have a coconut amino and a coconut vinegar, also organic.
Wow. Very nice.
Yeah. Yes, very. Keeps us very busy.
That's good. And we're just about out of time. Thank you very, very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's a pleasure talking to you, and as usual, I learned a lot every time I do.
Well, thank you very much. It was great being on the show. It was good to see you at the show, and I look forward to seeing you again and then when I come back up to New York in about a month.
Okay. Let me know.
All right.
Be'ezrat Hashem. Okay. And good night, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back next week. Tune us in again on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Thank you very much. Good night, one and all.